The imperial sultanates peaked in the 16th century. By the turn of the 18th century, their power and prosperity were in serious decline. This decline coincided with the Industrial Revolution and modernization in the West, leading to the era of European colonialism and its profound impact on Islam and the Muslim world, as we shall see later in this course. Now, it's very important to think about what was happening and what the results were and their impact on, if you will, both Muslim history and the Muslim psyche. Islam had begun, remember, in Arabia, in an area torn by tribal strife, an area with tremendous division, an area that was positioned between two empires that were fighting each other and squeezing the center, as it were. The Prophet Muhammad somehow comes and, in the mind of most Muslims, in a very ingenious way, guided by God, unites Arabia and creates a prophet-led religio-political state existing under the banner of Islam. In subsequent centuries, we see the expansion of Islam, A, as a religion, becoming global, and we've discussed that today, but also that Islam is part of the state, and so we can talk about imperial Islam, the creation of the Umayyad Empire, the Abbasid Empire, and then even when the Mongols overran the Abbasids and it looked like this was a major turn in history, the reemergence of Islam, not only as faith, but again, as state and empire, with this vast set of sultanates from literally Timbuktu in Africa to Mindanao in Southeast Asia. Despite the ups and downs of history, with its record of failure and success, Islamic history is generally remembered by many Muslims as a time in which Islam then spread as both faith and empire. Thus, from the time of the Prophet, the 7th century, to European imperialism, roughly the 18th century, to be a Muslim was to live in a Muslim society and belong to a transnational community. And in a sense, to have a sense of belonging to, in a sense, a kind of interconnected transnational empire. One could feel as a Muslim that you were traveling, protected, as it were, under Muslim rule from one part of the world to the next. And many did that. This vision and ideal has been challenged in recent centuries by the decline of Muslim fortunes and the subordination of much of the Muslim world to outside powers. From European colonialism, and one does not want to underestimate that impact, from European colonialism and the Cold War, the superpower rivalry, to the powerful influence of America and the West today. Muslims have struggled and continue to struggle with these formidable challenges to their faith and governance. And this will continue to be seen throughout the rest of the course. We are going to shortly look at the playing out of Islam in modern history and how the impact of the West becomes a dominant theme from the 18th century down to today, a dominant theme affecting Muslim perceptions of the West and affecting relationships between the Muslim world and the West. But before we do that, we want to turn and take a look at the development of two institutions, Islamic law and Sufism. As it were, we want to look at the two major, if you will, paths that Muslims chose to define and pursue as they sought to follow the Quranically mandated straight path of Islam.